Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Daily Insomnia. This is episode 277 coming to you guys at the, well, I don't know anymore.
Redo, man, redo.
This is, where was Wednesday, bro?
No, there's no redo because we didn't even start.
Yeah, we didn't start. Yeah, you're right. We didn't start, yes, Monday.
Monday, so we had to.
You know, we've been dragging this fucking podcast for 3 days now.
Yeah. Not because we don't want to do it.
No.
It's because we're having too much fun.
Yeah, we're having a good time, man.
We invite some friends over, have a couple of drinks. Yeah. Next thing you know it, we drank too much. And it's late, and we're like, by the time we start this episode, it's going to be like four in the morning, so like, nah.
It's a good time, man, just getting the fucking boys together, just bullshitting, man, just roasting each other, talk about adventures, you know, just having a good time, dude.
Yeah, the roast culture in Brotherhood, it's key.
Yeah, it really is.
It's key. It's key, because it's, you know, like I said, there's, we talked about this in the past, there's like different levels to when it comes to roasting. Some people can go full steam, you know, full stream. Some people can, you know, a very thin layer of roasting, and then like, hey, I'm done.
Yeah,
like I don't want to play this game anymore.
One joke, and I'm like, all right, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's like you're hurting my feelings. I'm like, oh, okay. Then go away.
Not this group.
Nah.
It's Tuscan. I mean, it has to come because we stem from Mexican culture. Like you roast your family members. You know what I'm saying? It's what it is.
Yeah. I got roasted. My whole childhood.
Yeah, exactly. You're just built for it, dude.
People
roasted and ass beaten.
They say it's shit, tough kids. Dude, this is shit to me that would break a white child. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? That white child becomes a school shooter.
Oh, dude.
School shooter, dude.
Stuff. My family have told me things, dude, where it was like, hey, I'm gonna need years of therapy effects. Years of therapy effects.
I'm gonna kill you, mom. Kill you, dad. What a little motherfucking dude.
No, literally, dude. Literally, like shit that I, you know, there was a small moment in my life where, like, in my teens, where I'm like, I did feel type of way.
Oh,
dude. I was like, oh, you used to call me this shit. But then I'm like, hey, you know what? They kind of had a point.
What'd they call you?
No, my dad, yeah, when I was growing up, like, if I cried or, if I cried or if I was being like too much of a pansy, you would call me Nina.
Ooh, fuck.
Like, what says Nina? Yeah. Like, it is Nina? I'm like, no, man. I'm a man, father.
Blood boiling, dude.
Dude. And those things, dude, like, you used to, like, I used to be like, I'm like, no, like, I'm not. Man. I'm like, I'm just showing emotion. Shove that shit in. None of this house, right?
We all need trauma, dude.
Yeah.
We all need trauma.
Yeah, so these say, yeah, so, but that, but, see, I use shit like that to motivate me to be better.
Right.
Right? Like, I think that's something I was born with. Like, every time I was like, hey, you can't do this. Or like, hey, this is your issue. This is your problem.
There's two routes to everything. You either take it in a positive way, you can take it in a negative way.
Yeah.
Same amount of energy, no matter what.
Yeah.
And you decide to, know what? I'm going to use it, strengthen myself, and
That's what I did. So I'm like, call me a girl. This girl can live more weight than anybody in this family.
Best one in shape?
Maybe. Sometimes on a good day where I didn't eat the night before and I didn't drink the night before, I look decent. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, I'm always bloated. Like, I got that bloated body, dude. I got the forever bloat.
You can use the what's the pills you take sometimes? The soda,
the Gas X.
The Gas X.
Yeah,
so it doesn't work, huh?
Yeah, no, it works sometimes, but I got that forever bloat, dude.
Ah, fuck, dude, that's tough, man. My dad with me, dude. Something my dad would fucking tell me, especially because I'm like, sometimes I'm bad at finding directions. Mm-hmm. It's like when he tells me, like, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, do you comprehend?
Yeah. It bothers you?
Ooh, dude. Yeah. That would trigger something.
I do that to you a lot, too.
That would trigger something. Oh, dude, that's I'm like, Arthur all day, dude. Yeah. Arthur.
But I don't say it in that sense. I'm not understanding.
I'm saying. But like, when he says that, I'm like, because I've always had, when growing up, I've always had issues fucking comprehending what I'm fucking reading, what I'm seeing. Yeah. It takes me a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Especially when it's nothing interesting, it takes me even longer, dude. to comprehend what the fuck I'm looking at.
Yeah.
You know? So when he would say that, dude, oh, that would it would make me mad. It's like,
yeah,
this is not who I am.
To this day, does it still make you mad? Is it only from him, or is it from anybody?
I would say, from him saying that, I would say now it stems to anybody who would say that. It would piss me off. Yeah. But it's like, it's.
So in what context? So let's say you're training and you're like, and you're for a new job and they're like, hey, yeah. do you understand what I'm saying?
So depending on the instance of what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? So
that would be okay.
It's like, no, I don't understand. I like to touch what I'm doing. I'm a hands-on type of person.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah.
That's the only way for me to learn. Like I said, I know how to mimic.
Yeah.
Really, really well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's more or less in a sense like, if someone's like saying like, hey, you, like, do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, is that or like?
It's more like in a more like, how could I say it, dude? Because.
From your dad.
maybe it was that.
Maybe it's just your dad.
No.
We just want you to lay your hands on your father.
No, it's just because he knows, like, dude, he knows that I struggled, especially when I was young. Fucking comprehending shit, trying to get shit working. I wasn't the best at school. So that stuff would, I guess, pile up in a way. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to let it go when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? Now I was like, it does nothing. I live a stress-free life.
Yeah,
my life is in hell, and I'm still like, that's whatever. Dude. I'm going to figure it out.
Like, I'm going to die either way.
This
is not going to follow me in death.
If you really, like, you walk the earth with that mentality, like, I'm going to die anyways. Why am I going to fucking stress out?
Yeah.
I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Or I die. One of the two, right?
Yeah. You can't. Taxes and death doesn't follow you in death.
Yeah, right.
It follows your kids. Sweet. See you guys later, dude. See you guys later. You guys pay off my college.
Oh, gosh. That debt is going to be transferred to generation, dude.
Keep moving.
They're just adding interest. Compound interest.
What is this debt that we have? Oh, this is from your great-great-grandfather. Yeah. Oh, but he didn't even get a degree. Yeah.
Hey, you know what the American dream is?
Yeah.
To live the dream somewhere else, man. That's the American dream, dude. Yeah, everywhere else, fucking cheaper, dude. That's something I've been really, really focusing or really like kind of like looking at. Like, I think we talked about it before. It's just the life in Mexico. The life everywhere else, outside of like Western world, it's fucking calm.
It's calm. Yeah,
you have the money, you live a rich life out there.
Yeah, there's many ways to do it, right? Because like, if you can find a way to have a steady source of income from this country,
in U.S. dollars,
you know, work itself out here, something where you don't really have to be hands on. It's kind of just like, like for example, the best example would be like the stock market, right?
Right.
You have enough stocks, you have enough money in the stock market.
Only 2.2 million, you know.
Where you're getting paid dividends, and the dividends amount is what you live on.
Right.
Unless you pay tax and dividends, but whatever. Yeah. But that's like.
But even then, it's not as much as you would as a normal income making person.
So let's do a vague example, right? Let's say you have. And this is not even the right math.
Yeah.
But let's say you have, let's say 5 million.
Okay.
5 million.
It's a lot of fucking money, dude. You doing good.
Let's drop it down.
Yeah.
Let's say you have 1 million.
Okay.
Boom. And 1 million gives you $100,000.
Okay. And dividends.
And dividend return, right? Okay. So that would be a 10% return.
Okay. Boom. Beautiful. That's
right?
Nice.
Right?
That's nice.
Like I said, this is not real math, but let's say for example, right? So 1 million in the stock market, you get $100,000 in return from dividends, right? You pay how much tax? Let's say you pay 20%. Make 20%.
Boom. You're at 20%.
So now you're at 80,000, and that's money that you can live on.
Yeah.
Right. $80,000 in most countries.
It's a good fucking living. So let's start with the United States. It's doable in the United States. You can live at $80,000.
You live a great life.
Comfortably.
Yeah, comfortable.
But now you go to Mexico. You rich.
Yeah, you rich.
Rich son of a bitch, dude.
You rich. Rich.
You do whatever the fuck.
But you kind of rich where it brings attention to you.
It depends if you flaunt it.
Okay.
If you're not the type of person, you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You just at home, you're living a good life. Mm-hmm. Outside of home, you're just a normal, regular, working class citizen.
But even then, if you look, for example, let's use Mexico as an example, right? You go to white Mexico. You go to America, Mexico.
Yeah.
That's the safest part, Mexico.
Quality Mexico.
So you're escaping America, but you're just going back to the Americans because your neighbor's going to be like,
I'm Mexican. Man.
And Maggie Smith.
Oh, Maggie Smith?
From Colorado are retired in Mexico.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be, you're literally going to live in a little America in Mexico.
Hey, let me.
Because that would be the safest area.
That's fine, dude.
That's the safest.
I'm happy with that, dude.
Yeah.
But you still live a good fucking
life. Oh, you live a great
you
life.
You still live a rich life. A great life. In Mexico. You go to Thailand, you live a rich life.
Oh, you Thailand, you live like a king.
Yeah, would, dude.
Obviously, the lower you get in the countries, yeah. right? When it comes to like...
Or Colombia?
Colombia, yeah. Oh.
Do Panama, do whatever. Still go to Brazil. Yeah, you can... Venezuela, there, get robbed.
Yeah, or you can go to like Chile, for example.
Yeah, oh yeah, Chile. Yeah,
Chile would be probably like a great country to go.
I know Chilean.
Yeah. Like my time, you know, go to Argentina.
Argentina's a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Meet some Nazis.
Yeah, a lot of German, dude. Yeah. Hey, you might meet Hitler's fucking great fucking
niece. Yeah, you might.
Niece.
You might bang his niece.
What's up, dude? I'm doing it for.
You're like, wait, you America, look familiar. Man. Wait a minute.
The sash? Yeah.
Yeah. You put your fingers in front of her?
Spread it?
Yeah. Like, no. Nah.
But you live a good life, man. I think now, like, we understand, like, you know, the price of what money is. How hard it is to make it, that you want to enjoy it to the max, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in Dubai, man, I was reading up on Dubai, they're not paying any taxes, dude, any of their money. If you make $1 million, you walk out with $1 million.
Yeah.
You make $1 million in the States, you walk out with 500,000.
Yeah, because Dubai doesn't depend on the citizens.
No, for money.
They have so much fucking money.
They have fucking oil, dude.
Yeah. They don't care. Yeah. It makes sense in that country, right?
Oil, dude. Hey,
we're bringing and the money they make from tourism and all that.
Yeah, we're bringing Dinan Sana to Dubai, man. We're going the Arab Emirates. No way. United Arab? No, United.
United Arabs?
Yeah. Good time, dude. Yeah,
no women in the streets.
We safe roads? Safer roads?
No, I'm kidding.
We condone equality bonds for everyone, right? But still, safe roads.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I mean, it's different lives, man. It's just, if you want to get out of this rat race, right? It's a rat race.
It's a rat race. We're still in the rat race.
Like, you know,
we're losing.
You know, like, you've had conversations in your job, I've had conversations in my job.
Yeah.
And we've talked to coworkers of ours.
Yeah.
About, like, just life beyond work.
Yeah.
And everybody else is like, no, work is life. Work is life.
Yeah. This specific line of work is life.
Yeah. It's like, work is life. Work is life. I'm like, no. Like, I like to do shit outside
life
of work.
Life is life. Yeah. Like, this. Like,
I like to live life. Like, yeah. There's other things that I care about
this
more.
Grass out there, bro. Go touch it. Yeah. Go fucking touch it, man.
Yeah. You know the sun can give you sunburns.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? You're lacking vitamin D.
Yeah.
Low test.
You know, and then, like, you explain this to them, and they're like, no, what are you talking about?
They're dumbfounded.
They're like, no, like, you just work more. And I'm like, man, dude, there's I want to be everywhere else but here.
Yeah.
I'm only here because I need this
to support my living. Yeah.
Cost.
In order to fucking achieve my goals I'm trying to hit.
Yeah.
You know, but I just don't understand that mentality, man. And then you break it down. And then they're still like, no, not really. I'm not with it.
Yeah.
I'm not with it. I just want to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, do you know that out of nowhere, companies could just close this, close that? And guess what? They don't care. We just heard of one business downtown that closed, and that's 60 people. And that's just regular, just reps. We're not even talking about any managers, anybody higher up. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about just the reps alone. 60. Out of nowhere.
Out. No job.
On the streets.
Yeah.
Either you go and work at other sections of the business, which you're going to have to relocate, or you get your severance and goodbye. All that years, just gone, dude. Yeah. Just gone. Fucking gone.
Just like that.
And, like, you're so willing to. You see it. You see it with your own eyes. You're so willing to. You know what? Now that, I'm going to put in more time now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be secure in my job. So your job's not that secure, is it?
No, dude. So
I got to work more to secure my job? Then it's not secure. Any point in time. And maybe it's a different mentality for us. Because I come and go at jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't stay no more at a job and no more.
I'm a little bit, I'm different, right? I stake for a job for many years. You know, like, if the job's good,
it pays good. You fucking hated every minute of it.
For sure. Sure. But I hate every minute of every job.
That's true. I guess you know,
it's like jobs. I mean, that's the reason, you know, the podcast for us and the comedy for us is key because it's something we enjoy doing, right? It's like anything that you enjoy doing is not a job. Right,
it's not an escape. We want this to be a lifestyle.
No, yeah, and it might be more work.
Yeah,
you know, than just having a 9-to-5.
Yeah,
and it is more work than having a 9-to-5, but it's a much more enjoyable experience.
For sure, yeah. Because you're working yourself, man. You're doing what you love, what you want to do. how you want to do it. No one's telling you, hey, do this, 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 this.
You hire the people that you want to work with.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, it's a beautiful life.
Yeah.
A beautiful life. Chasing this, right?
It's still work. I mean, we still have our ups and downs. Like, dude, today I don't think we're going to make it, but tomorrow we're going to make it. Today we're not going to make it, but tomorrow we're going to make it twice. Like, like we said before, like us, like we're moving up. We might take a dip, but we're always going up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so we're not stagnant. We're not just a flat. Yeah. We don't flatline here. I mean, we flatline.
We flatline. We flat.
Yeah, yeah.
We flatline.
We put our heads together.
We flatline.
Everyone dies with it.
Everybody. Right? Behind the music, the daily sound of your story. You know what I'm saying?
30 for 30?
Yeah, 30 for 30. Small podcast from Illinois. Yeah, but no,
people are just blinded, man.
People are just kind of
blinded with the rat race, dude.
They're playing it safe, man. They're playing it safe.
Yeah. But the whole idea of having a home, it's not just the funny thing is this conversation is now being talked about amongst other people now. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, the American dream is to come here and make something. But the true dream is once you're here, fucking go somewhere else and enjoy the fruits of your labor to the max.
Oh, yeah.
To the fucking max, dude.
Especially because there's so many beautiful countries with like beautiful cultures, great food, and just to be landlocked to one fucking place.
It's crazy.
Guess what? Every country has terrible government.
Yeah.
Right? For the most part.
Yeah, no one has good government.
Nobody has good government.
Except
by.
Just don't steal or you lose your hand.
Yeah, yeah, with there.
Well, I'm saying, don't steal.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Well, sometimes
it's in the commandments, right?
Sometimes I grab extra limes. I don't know. I miscounted.
You lose everything.
I know, dude.
They start cutting off your toes, dude.
Yeah, dude. I miscounted the limes. I thought I had 12 in a bag and it was 15. You know what I'm saying? What do you want me to do?
Damn,
it's an accident.
That's a tough
right?
Walmart.
Human, right? Human. I'm human. Nobody's perfect. Right? But so, you know, like this, that's why, like I said, I've never been like the whole like hoorah mentality.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's, I've never really,
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Patriotic?
Yeah.
Nationalism.
You know, nationalism. I think better. Yeah, like, instead of using patriotism, we'll say nationalism. Yeah, nationalism. Just being like locked to that nation.
Yeah.
Like this is, you know, hoorah.
Yeah, yeah,
This.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because like I said, hey, yeah, nation, throw you in a fucking prison.
Yeah, real quick.
Make it disappear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this is...
You be in the jail cell, and they're going to hang you one way or another, dude. Yeah. Epstein.
Yeah, they need a scapegoat. Yeah. You fit the picture, you're the scapegoat. And now this country that you were so proudly representing and this nation that you're like, oh, this country, this mine.
Guess what? You didn't fit the narrative?
Yeah.
Get out of here, dude.
Get rid of you, man.
Get out of here, dude.
Throw in your jail cell, throw away the key, man.
Guess what, man? They'll never, you know what? They'll wipe the face of the earth with your name. You never existed. You never were born. No records, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. They can make you disappear.
Yeah.
Only they can. A person can never make themselves disappear.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they always catch these mafia leaders, these cartel leaders. You know, because no matter how much money they have, they can never fully disappear.
Right.
You can change the name.
Dude, you could be living in the wilderness and they'll find you and knock your door like, hey, you owe some taxes. Like, what?
And that's the thing, because I've heard in the podcast recently that they can get you whenever they want you.
Yeah. It's just...
It's just, like, how much do they want you?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter, like I said, it doesn't matter if you change your face.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you change your name, change the country where you live in. Like, there's so much... It's so easy for them to find people nowadays, dude, with satellites.
AI.
AI
and every camera.
Yeah.
And now they're looking at us. We don't know that, dude.
Yeah. They're watching. They're like you guys are talking a little bit too much.
Yeah. A little too loud.
Oh, you know that? You know Daily Simon going? it's going to go back down.
TikTok completely failed, dude.
Back down. Now we're going to go back down to no views, no listens. We're going to get blocked by everybody, dude.
Shadow banned.
But that's what it is, man. It's literally like you can't disappear unless they make you disappear.
Right.
That's the only way.
And they'll make you disappear.
They'll make you disappear.
It's done. It's done deal. It's a wrap. You can't do anything about it.
No.
Dude. But anyways, man, the goal is, the dream is. The
dream is, hey, I love America.
Yeah, dude, have your spot. But then have, like, just the goal is to have, like, dude, like, I was talking to the Shaq, you know, Shaq yesterday, or Shaq Monday. Like, dude, you get a place in Colombia. I get a place in Mexico, dude, and we have homes that we cannot travel to. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You get a place in fucking Hong Kong, dude.
I ain't going to Hong Kong. Okay. I ain't going to Hong Kong, man. All right.
Where do you go? Where do you go? If you have one spot, like, you know what? I'm going to live here. I'm going to have a home here. I'm going to have a home back in the States. Where would it be?
Well, I like that place that I've always talked about, Guanajuato.
Okay.
San Miguel de Allende.
Okay.
I like that place. But, like, dude, I'm telling you, man, sometimes I hear all the chaos is going to Mexico, and I'm just like, I don't know. It's like,
yeah,
it's still, you know, certain parts, like always. I still agree that, look, if you look for trouble, you find trouble, right? But even then, sometimes trouble finds you, and there's nothing you can do about it, right? I mean, it is what that's in every country,
yeah.
No matter where you are, you can
the
be
toca, toca, right?
Yeah, you can be in downtown Chicago where tourism is alive and well, yeah. And you know, you could be the wrong person at the wrong time, and it's over, right? Like. That's the issue, right? That nowhere is 100% safe and nowhere is 100% dangerous.
Right.
There's just moments in time. That's all it is, right? So, but even then, like, I still, you know, I hear it. Like I said, the whole cartel, all that stuff. I was like, it's my neighbor. Yeah. The idea that it's literally my neighbor. Like, it's our neighbor now here in America.
Yeah.
But knowing it's not even a neighbor, let's use a better word. It's knowing that it's outside.
Outside.
You know what I mean? It's outside.
It's close, yeah.
Makes me not want to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It takes away the beauty of the country a little bit, yeah. Man. It just, I mean, we just saw over the news, they're talking about it. Is it the four Americans? Two killed? And two were found?
Yeah, two were found. Yeah.
I don't know the full story, but you that's just said, like, fuck, dude. Yeah. Toca, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but again, like I said, we don't know, right? What were they doing out there? Are these
regular? Yeah, ask all the questions.
Yeah.
And right away, it's like, were they messing around with the cartel?
Were they doing drugs? Were they mules?
Were they doing this? Were they doing that? And just, yeah. Even though it's such a small percentage, that percentage is so big.
Yeah.
You know, it's what it
but
is.
But it's a problem, too. But it's a problem, too, right? Because the news makes it sound really, because it's like four Americans, right?
Yeah.
How many Americans go to Mexico in 1 year?
Billions.
You think billions? Nah, I wouldn't say billions. I'll say a couple million.
Yeah, a couple million, yeah.
Yeah, through
tourism. Million out of four? That's pretty good.
Through
man.
Tourism, through visiting relatives.
So 0.99996 come home.
Yeah.
That's pretty good odds, man.
That's pretty good. I know that is. I know. When you
that's look, really good odds, you yeah, know what I'm saying?
When you look at the grand picture, yeah. It's like, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how many times do your relatives go to Mexico? Your mom, for example, she goes to Mexico all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
She's out there three times a year.
Four times, maybe half a year now, right?
Yeah.
Don't say she's not coming back. Somebody say she's not coming back now. The point is, but she's out there all the time, and no problem.
No problem.
I have uncles, cousins that go out there maybe every other month, you know, to go see family and stuff. No issues.
No issues.
But...
They hear stories.
Fulano
got this. Fulano got
that. Yeah, I mean, I had a customer come in the other day, and they were like, "Hey, it's like, yes, you know, every time we talk Spanish to a customer or a customer, they always ask you like, hey, especially like your Spanish is like somewhat legit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like mine is. You know what I'm saying? They go like,
no, that is.
Yeah. Oh, they que parte eres, right? Yeah. And you know, now I'm always truthful. I used to lie and say I used to be like. I'm from Guanajuato, man. But then I'm like, you know what? I'm from the shitty hospital here. Now,
oh yeah, like, you would tell them you're from Guanajuato?
No, I would just say Guanajuato.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that's you're not saying keep them.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. But now I'm like,
down to them. Like,
now I do because I just you know just to make it more clear because I don't want them to be get tuned deaf.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, so you know this blank. Right. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Let me look.
I'm like, I know the little town that we're from, and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Little town, dude.
Yeah. And so I'll be like, yeah. So my parents are blank, right? And then they'll tell me a cartel. They'll tell me a story about something that fucking happened.
Yeah, right.
They'll be like, yeah, you know, just you know, it's a little dangerous out there. You know,
turn off.
Boom. Yeah, this. And I was like, you tell me this shit, and it makes me not want to fucking go.
Yeah.
Like, and I went to Mexico not even that long ago. Like, what, two years ago? I think.
Yeah,
it was.
2 years ago.
Mexico 2 years ago, and it was great.
Yeah.
There was no issue. I had a great time in the city, in Mexico City, and fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, right? Here's the thing. Like I said, like I'm saying before, a lot of Americans move down to Mexico because their dollar goes a long way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Their dollar goes a long way. They're working remote jobs. I see them. Life looks good.
Yeah.
But, of course, once again, one story out of a couple instances out of millions of people is like, is it that bad?
But that's what they, but these motherfuckers come and they tell, there's always a bad story. Everybody shows a bad story. Yeah. Everyone wants to share the worst story.
Remember, you told us, Leo, when he was in Cancun.
Yeah.
What happened to the one bar?
Yeah, the gun down.
Yeah, gun down. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
At Cancun.
And that's in tourism. Yeah,
tourism. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Where the majority of the people in that bar were tourists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like,
so people got hit with a crossfire, unfortunately.
Yeah. But then again, like I said, but just like that's in every fucking scenario. That's in every fucking country.
He's a traveling man, but he said, I will never go back to Cancun.
Yeah.
He's a traveling man.
To be fair, but that's was the worst of the worst.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, like anybody.
That's PTSD,
would,
bro.
Yeah, anybody would be like, yeah, you know, like this cool and all, but
yeah,
not for me. Not for me.
I'm down to die in another country.
Right. But yeah, so these are stories. Like, for example, this guy was telling me that he said he had a friend that had gone to Mexico and had taken his truck or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And he said that, so he was driving, he got through the border, and then by the time he got to the town that he was going to go, the state, whatever,
yeah,
that he realized his license plate had was gone.
Oh, that's the answer. Yeah.
And he was like, he's like, oh, you know, shit, like, fuck. Like, I must have dropped it or whatever.
Yeah.
Case, didn't do anything about it. Went back to states, kind of just left it be.
Yeah.
And then I guess sometime later they hit him up. They basically tracked him down and they were like, hey, it's like you're wanted for this and this and this because your license plate has been doing all these. Like, basically, they were like moving drugs over. So he got blamed for all the crimes that were committed under his license plate because he never reported it was stolen.
For sure. Who would think that?
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I don't know how much time passed by from that moment. But there was enough shit that happened that they were like, hey, like, this is your life. You never said it was stolen, so we're connecting you to the crime. So he's been in prison since.
He's been in prison? Yeah. Oh, that's such a cheap thing, dude. That's so cheap, dude. That's such a...
Yeah, and that could be one of those things where it's just like, hey, let's kind of blame this guy and move on.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. A scapegoat, dude. That's such a cheap thing.
Yeah.
Kenny, I mean, here's the thing. You have to spend money on a fucking lawyer no matter what. You gotta spend money on a fucking lawyer no matter what. If you don't got the money, you're fucked.
Go in debt.
How? How are you going in debt? You gotta get fucking someone that does it for fucking free.
Yeah. Better be the best one. Better be the best one.
That's so shitty, dude. Now what? Now what happens to him?
I don't know. That was the story I was told, right?
Damn.
And I was like, God, man.
I'm about to
obviously just... I would never drive at this not wanting to drive either way, but just with all of this, how bad it is in the border. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even, the deal of driving down to Mexico, like, just shoot me now, then. Just shoot me now. Shoot me now. Take me to the back. Yeah. Let me see the sunrise one more time and take me out because I'm doing the same thing.
Right.
I'm just asking for trouble.
Right.
And then he was saying another thing when he was like, hey, you know, like, they will rob you and the federal government will be there. Like, literally down, like, literally no more than like 10 feet apart, but they're like, hey, it's not our fucking problem. You're getting robbed, and they're right there. And they're like, and then they're like, you know, fucking Mexico. They're like, hey, fuck, it's not my fucking problem,
award, the biggest award for it, it's not your job.
Yeah, it's not my job, dude. It's not my job.
Defend yourself, dude.
Yeah, it's like, hey. It's like, no, but
when I pull a gun, I get arrested.
Yeah. No, but I'm getting robbed right here. Like, why don't you help me? Yeah. I don't want to get involved.
Yeah.
I don't want to get
my
involved.
Life. It's my like, life.
Yeah.
My life, your life. Hey, my life's way more worth it.
Yeah, dude. Dude. So it's just like, you hear the stories, you're like, why?
Yeah.
Why, dude? Why would I want to go through all that mess? And then it hurts the soul because it's Mexican to Mexican. Okay, if you guys were just robbing the whites, hey, dude.
It's all good.
I would have no issue.
We're okay.
We're okay, dude. Like, if I know, like, I get to slide by to Mexico. You don't kill me because I'm a Mexican. Yeah, you know what I mean? Even though I'm not.
You're one of the good ones, man.
Yeah, you're Mexican, dude. Like, hey, bro, not to worry about it. Just get through, man. And you know, then I'll be like, you know what, bro? Let me get you guys a couple drinks, man.
Right.
Like, hey, here's a 20, man. Hey, next round's on me, huh, guys? All right, bro. See you later. Gone.
Almost.
And then Miss Smith and Meg Smith drive right behind me. And like,
license plate stolen?
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. Watches, jewelry. I'm like, all right, cool.
Complete 180. They're like, get the fuck out of the car. What? No, honestly. Yeah, it's like it's crime because it's we're just all killing each other for no fucking reason.
It's just people get greedy. People start getting greedy and like they're starting not keeping a shit, dude. They're like, you know what? I know I could do this, so it doesn't even matter who you are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Is it me by size? Is it someone else? I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Give me what you got.
But you know,
what like, jeans? What size are your shoes? All right, let me get them, man. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'll get to my kids.
Like, how much money do you have in cash?
Yeah, zero.
Yeah, you gotta pay the toll.
Yeah,
and it's like, dude. Like I said, dude.
Worst enemy is another Mexican man. Another Mexican dude.
And like, there reminds me of that one video where just like a gay couple.
Oh, I seen that one.
To Mexico, and all of a sudden one of the guys knows like, hey, that truck is coming by like behind us really quickly, and like, oh no, and then like they. Because they had some people in the back of the truck with guns out.
Yeah.
And then they cut them off. They're like, oh, no, they have the guns. And the guy who's the passenger, he starts hyperventilating to the police. Oh,
for sure, dude. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and then the guy who pulls out, they speak very little Spanish.
Yeah.
And the Mexican guy's like, hey, who the fuck are you guys, where are you guys going? And then just like a little bit of Spanish, they were able to get by. Like, no, like we're Americans. We're like, we don't. Yeah. And then they saw how much they were freaking out. Like, oh, don't worry, it's okay.
It's fine, man. Yeah. It's just props, man. Yeah. We're just playing with you.
Yeah, no, but they're like, hey, guys, relax, guys.
We're just kidding. Yeah,
we thought you guys were like other Mexicans that we wanted to kill, basically. And then just kind of let the white guy, they're like, no, don't worry about it, man. Just say, hey, guys, get the fuck out of here.
Dude, the fucking cartels are Hitler's, bro. They say, any whites, yeah, we can't kill them.
Yeah.
But the Latinos, fuck it, dude. Me vale, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, but it's like, imagine that, dude. That dude, those guys would never go back to Mexico.
No, it's wrong.
Those guys hate
Mexicans now.
Oh, they hate Mexicans.
They're biggest racists.
Even though Mexicans tried to help them calm down. They were the cause of the stress, but they were also like trying to help out.
Hey, man, we're cool.
Like,
man.
Relax, my friend, relax. No problem. You know what I mean? So, you know, in a way.
They're like, build the wall, man. Build the wall.
Yeah, they're like. Not terrible, but not the worst, right?
Yeah, but the wall around Mexico, dude, right, dude?
Yeah.
Keep them all in close.
Yeah, dude. Split Mexico in two, dude. Go cartel heavy and go, hey.
Oh,
America, Mexico, and then Mexico, right?
You know what I say about Mexico, man?
Maybe like the Berlin Wall, dude.
Yeah, I'm almost saying the white side of Mexico, dude. Cancun.
What
happened?
No, what I'm saying. What happened?
Yeah.
No.
Just one incident.
There's places within Mexico that are just like in Guadalajara.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Americans there. There's like I said, there's a lot of Americans in San Miguel de Allende.
Yeah.
I was talking about. So you just gotta follow the Smiths.
Follow the Smiths. Okay.
Follow the Smiths.
Hey Smith, where are you going?
Hey Smith, and you know what? You go by Ray. Me. I would go by
Ray. Right.
You go by your American Mexican name.
Yeah. Right, I'm Jamal.
You're Jamal. Yeah. You're Jamal. Hey, Jamal. Hola, Jamal. that's a Jamal.
Dude, you know what, dude? I'm changing my name, dude. I'm going to wear the whole.
You going to put a J on there?
Dude, I'm going to put the whole A-Raps hat, dude. Yeah, I'm just putting everything, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm
good. Yeah,
I'm good. You throw a sink on you, dude? They're not touch you. Save your life.
I'm good. Like, bro, I just.
It's not worth trouble.
Yeah.
That guy?
I know people.
That guy might know people.
I know people, dude.
Just
I know fucking people.
The idea that you might know people, they would just let you get by.
Yeah. These motherfuckers. Because remember in Dubai, they're dressing up as Los Mecanos. They're dressing up as the.
What is the scene?
The members of society. And they're just fucking around everybody. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? They start telling them. And they're like, sounds Uganda, you know what I'm saying? The Argentinians are like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, they're like, oh, for that reason, now we're going to kick
your ass. Yeah. I'll put three goals in you.
Yeah. We're like, oh, nice. We didn't know we're going to get reprimanded for this.
Can you say that was one of the best World Cups?
Really?
That's what everyone's praising. Everyone's praising that World Cups.
Because their Lord and Savior, Messi, won, dude. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said,
I thought it was good.
It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough hype behind it.
Yeah.
The games were good and for the most part.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's what it is. It is what it is. And like I said, I don't think Messi. I don't think.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Argentina should have been there, to be fair, because I thought they got away with a lot of shit. They got away with
a lot of shit.
There was a lot of things that they should have missed. Key players. Yeah. Players should have been kicked off the field. I mean, there's a lot of things that...
Hey, man. They just paid a couple, million. You know? It's whatever. It's easy there, dude.
That's it's
drama, right? That's all people sports. People
I mean,
love
but
the drama.
That's the thing about... They say about now all sports that everything's predetermined when it comes to all sports. There's very little... Like leeway now, because everything's kind of like favored for this team to have a little bit of advantage, for this player to have a little bit of advantage.
Is it though, man?
It is. And
I know they say, but is it though? Is it?
It is 100%. I mean, just look at this in NBA, right?
Yeah.
Rookies don't get the same calls as veteran players because they're rookies. But the foul can be the same for each of them.
Yeah.
But for the rookie, it'll be called a foul. For the veteran, it'll get away. Mm. How's that fair?
I guess.
Don't the rules apply equally?
To everyone, yeah. It should.
Right?
It should.
So why is this? Because this guy's a rookie and this guy's a veteran. And even though there was the same type of foul, the same thing. Let's say everything's the same. But the rookie will be caught on it. And the veteran won't. Or if you're known as a hard defender, you get away with a lot more shit. Because that's who you are. You're a defender.
Yeah.
So you get away with a lot more things that the non-defender... The score would not get away with, right?
That's kind of
if you're LeBron, you get away with shit.
But that's kind of like cheapening the game, man.
But that's what I'm trying to say.
It's cheapening the game.
But that's how it is, and it's allowed, and it's spoken, you know, freely.
I mean, you see the one clip where Michael Jordan is like, "It wasn't a foul." Yeah. And then the ref's like, "All right, Michael, I believe you. It wasn't a foul.
It wasn't a foul, Michael. Yeah. It wasn't a foul." Okay, Michael, I believe Michael.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you some bitch.
Yeah, I mean, that was Michael Jordan, right? But. LeBron James gets the same fucking treatment.
Yeah.
Right? A fucking Steph Curry, maybe?
Yeah.
Right?
Stephon Green.
Steph Curry.
No. Stephon. The other one, dude. The Splash Brother.
Oh, no. But he's not the same level. But there's players that get special treatment because of who they are. Right? Fucking Giannis. Can't tell Giannis. Right? I mean, they talk about, like, Ja Morant.
Ja Morant, yeah.
That, you know, he carries nonstop.
He gets away
with it because how dynamic of a score he is.
Yeah. He's out there running the rock.
Yeah. There's games that I watch where I'm like, oh, this is not being like.
It does cheapen the game.
It's not being reffed correctly.
Right.
Because this team is not getting all the calls and this team are getting all the fucking calls.
It's conspiracy, you know what I mean? Because of Vegas. I mean.
Yeah, they say the Vegas too. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's a lot of issues, right? And, like, obviously you want certain teams to win because that brings more money.
For sure.
It's cooler when the Lakers win than when the Minnesota Timberwolves win.
Who?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's cooler, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Right? It would be a lot cooler if the Knicks won instead of the new Orleans Pelicans. Are you still the Pelicans?
Yeah, the Pelicans. Yeah, right. Yeah. Or the Charlotte Hornets.
Charlotte Hornets, yeah. You know, so it's like... That's how it is. And then football the same way. Soccer's the same fucking way.
Right? Yeah,
Messi doesn't
football.
Get called for anything.
Yeah.
Right? Messi, you can't touch Messi.
Yeah. But Ronaldo? Right. Ronaldo? He's got everything. Everything called in that motherfucker, dude. Everything is called.
No, but what I'm trying to say. Oh, for him, doing things?
Yeah.
I mean, he gets away with a lot of shit, too. But I'm guessing, like, somebody who, you know, there's players that don't get the same fucking calls.
Right.
And it's obvious. And some teams get favored.
It cheapens the game, dude. You just got to keep it fair all across the board and let's move on, man. But if Vegas is the one controlling it, then the Vegas it is, man. Or remember the one commercial? The commercials for B-dubs. Mm. Where they want to continue partying. So they call in the press command center. Could that be some foreshadowing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? Let's take this game overtime.
Yeah.
Press a button. Fucking sprinkler pops up. Knocks a guy over.
Dude,
overtime.
Dude, even just alone the fucking, like, the John Jones fight.
Yeah.
That happened over the weekend, right?
Yeah.
In the UFC. Like, that fight seemed a little too fucking easy.
It was ass.
You know what I mean? But it's like...
But John Jones.
Yeah. But still. It was one of those things where it's like... For me, if... Like I said, I don't think he took a dive.
Yeah.
But it felt a little bit like it. Right? It felt a little bit like it. Because it was too... It was one of those things where it just, he just came in. They barely touched each other to begin with. Right? And then right away... Gets a takedown.
But here's the thing, though, man. He was swarmed. He was swarmed. John Jones swarmed him, dude. John Jones swarmed him, brought him to the ground, and he was he's not a wrestler.
No, we don't have to break the fight down. I'm saying,
I'm trying to break. I'm trying to say what you're saying is like, I didn't think he gave up. It's just like I can't do anything.
Yeah,
he can't do anything. Like I just got to take my ass whooping and move on.
I don't know. But there's moments in. I think in all sports, in all events, now I'm just like.
So you stop watching sports?
No. But it's one of those things where you just like it does. Sometimes it does feel like. You're just like, well, am I ever going to see my team win? Because my team ever going to be favored?
Mexico ever going to win? World Cup in our lifetime?
I don't know.
No. Let's be honest. We're not. The younger guys, the younger players, like the 21, the 18. We've seen them.
Yeah,
we've seen them win it. Years ago. Are we going to see the Bulls ever win another championship? Kind of, maybe. Are the Bears? Blackhawks? I mean, we saw a couple championships already with the Blackhawks. But so on and so forth. I mean, we saw the Cubs win. Are we going to see them ever win again? Probably not.
So, I mean, like I said, I'm not trying to say either that I think all sports are predestined to the season already. But I think definitely just having like moments where your teams are...
If it has a bigger superstar, it's going to be
heavy helps, favorite. Right? It helps if we like, hey, it would be better for us
if it's better this, for views, this happens. It's better for the sports, better for this, you know what I'm saying? Right. As long as there's a superstar there, it's just better for everything, dude.
Yeah. What can you do? What can you do? Drinking the episode, man. What are we drinking today, dude?
We're drinking the tequila...
Damn. The Mexican Mule.
Mexican Mule. Wait, I don't know why it's where it froze.
I don't know.
Mexican Mule, dude. Delicious, refreshing.
Two nights in a row.
Hey. Am I lit? Nah, I'm not lit. I was kind of lit Monday. Kind of. A little bit.
Where you lit?
It tickled me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just
got a little
tickle under the balls. You know what I'm saying?
My favorite. That's my favorite, dude.
Under the goose, you know what I'm saying?
No, now.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about the good stuff.
You know, you pet a dog in the ears, you know what I'm saying? That's the same thing. That's
for a man. You
run
take
the
him on the goose. Sorry, fucking wag your fucking leg. You know who needs a tick on a gooch, dude?
Oh, dude, I can name a few people, man.
Will Smith, man.
Oh, dude,
my boy took a L.
Is it because of the special?
Yeah,
I haven't seen the special at all.
Oh,
dude,
he took another L this fucking week. Did he? Damn, dude, I was like, we've been waiting.
Yeah.
Right? We've been waiting.
It's been a year, right? It's been a year?
I think so. I think it's been a year. It's been long enough. It's been long enough for us to, like, we're all been waiting to see, like, what is Chris Rock going to finally say about the whole fucking slap, right? Because he's talked about it a little bit, but he hasn't really broken down.
He hinted.
Yeah.
He plays around. He toys with it. He can get away with it, you know?
So everybody knew that, anybody who knew, you know, that he was doing his special, that he was working on his special.
Yeah.
That he had a segment that he was working on.
Yeah.
And for the Will Smith, right, part. So, the Netflix special came out this week.
Oh.
And, you know, so I start watching him. From the beginning, he starts kind of teasing.
Right.
Teasing the Will Smith thing, right? He drops a little thing here. And you're like, oh, he's going to get into it? And he moves on.
Yeah.
Again, teases again. You're like, oh, he's finally going to get into it. Moves on. So, the bit isn't until the end.
Okay.
At the end.
It forced you to watch the whole
fucking special. Watch the whole special. And that's what we all want to see.
Yeah.
Everything else was funny.
Yeah.
Everything else comedy was good. But the number one thing that we all care to know is what does Chris Rock have to say about Will Smith? And that dude was like,
mowed him down, dude. Damn.
I think he called him a bitch 30 times. You know what I mean? He's like, this little bitch. Dude, like,
straight
literally.
Straight cuck, dude.
Oh, dude. He, yeah. He made it clear that motherfucker's a cuck.
Yeah, straight cuck.
Made it clear that he was a bitch.
Damn.
And made it clear that he was a better man for the way he reacted. I mean, he just completely, like, buried Will Smith, man. Like,
damn.
Like, yeah, Will Smith, don't watch that special, dude. Don't watch it, because it's going to hurt your feelings.
Hey, man.
It's going to hurt your feelings,
that
man.
Dude was the most loved black man on earth one day.
Yeah.
And then the next day, just straight cuck,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Straight cock, dude.
Yeah, and he literally said that, like, he said, hey, like, he brings up the whole, like, you know, his wife sleeping with the friend of
son. Yeah, crazy, dude.
And they're like, your wife sleeps, you know, obviously fuck. He fucks your teenage son best friend.
He just goes in, huh?
Right. Everybody calls you a bitch. Rappers call you a bitch. Like, he's like, everybody calls
Tupac from the grave calling you a bitch.
Yeah, he's
bro.
Like, everybody calls you, and I'm doing a rough, terrible way of rephrasing what he said. But basically, the concept was that he was like, he said, everybody called you a bitch.
Yeah.
And the one guy who did it is the guy that you slapped. The one guy that you know you can kick his ass is the one you fucking slapped. That's the biggest bitch shit that you can do.
Damn.
Knowing that you can hurt me.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's like, I weigh 120 pounds buck wet, right? Like, he's like I'm a little guy. Like, in the TV frame, you can't see. But he's like, Will Smith's a big guy.
Yeah.
Like, weight classes, we're not even the same fucking weight classes. So you pick on the smaller guy to show that you're a man? That's some big shit.
Guess what? You didn't whoop the ass of the dude that fucked your girl?
Yeah.
Couldn't touch him?
Or anybody else, right?
Yeah, anybody else, yeah. Exactly.
And that was one thing that was said from the beginning. Yeah. Like, what if Dwayne The Rock would have made that joke?
Oh, dude. Couldn't do anything, dude.
Wouldn't do shit, dude.
And slap him, fucking break your hand.
Oh, dude, that's a good bitch shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like I said, you wish it would have been somebody else. I wish there's a...
Do to John Jones.
A, like, the Flash Paradox, where we see the version of the Chris Rock version, what we saw.
Yeah.
And then we see the Dwayne The Rock version. Yeah. And just see how much differently everything played out. Right? Like, did he even, like, pretend that he was going to get up?
Yeah.
Did he, like, did he laugh? Dude. He's like, yeah, my wife bought it. Yeah, you know, he
ball-headed demon.
Because, like, that guy will fuck me up if I say anything, man.
That dude would destroy you, man.
So...
It's,
you know, it's a, you know, so, you know, he just basically, like, fucking, he tears him a brand new one. Yeah, destroys him, dude. Yeah. God, and it sucks that whole family is fucking weird. That whole family is weird. Like, they're weird for Hollywood. And Hollywood's weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they make Hollywood people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
By how weird they are.
It's so Hollywood.
You know what I mean?
They expect that, man.
Yeah. Because even, like his loser as son, the fucking Janie dude, he was like, like, I remember, like, when he slapped him, he's like, that's how we do it. That's, motherfucker, you're the one to blame for the majority
of
this shit.
Your friend fucked your
You mom, let your dude. Boy, you let your boy?
Yeah, you fucked
your mom. Make love to your mom?
Yeah.
sweet tender love to your mother? Hey, dude, I don't like,
he stroked that ball head, bro. He stroked that ball head,
hey,
dude.
I don't like any of my friends that much, right, dude?
You know, bro, he put a plunger in your mom's head so you grab on something, dude.
Yeah, dude. You use the joystick?
Yeah, dude.
Space command? Like, oh, fucking, like.
Dude, that, you fight your friend. That's what you do.
Oh, no, you just hate, man. Like,
but also, as
a beatdown. That's a beatdown. Oh, yeah.
Everyone in the family deserves an ass whooping, bro. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
1 minute with John Jones. The whole family, dude. Everybody be dead.
Yeah. Or John Jones would be part of the family. Because that dude weird, too, man. they need
how much more humiliation could that's I mean he's humiliated at so many levels, man. There's no way to come back from this.
No, there's way to come
just
back.
Cut boy, dude. Just cut
forget
boy.
People forgot, but people had already boy. Forgotten and it just brought it
hey,
back.
I Am Legend, guess what, they're bringing someone else in because they can't deal with you, man. They can't work with you. Hey, bro, you're a cup, dude. We can't work with you, man.
It ruins.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying. He was one of the most loved black men on fucking earth.
Yeah.
Now he's just a fucking
laughing stock. He was the only black guy that I don't beat racism.
No, I couldn't remember one.
I know. I was more going for joke. You thought about it too much. I was just looking for a quick chuckle. And you were just like, no, man, there might be more, actually.
I was thinking of...
Morgan Freeman be racism. Yeah, there's a lot of...
I was thinking
of
Morgan Freeman. I was thinking about the white Bronco, dude. What's his name?
What?
OJ.
OJ be racism?
Yeah. No, he had people from both sides root for him, dude.
No, no, no. When he killed people, right, people, well, black people, he
so allegedly. I don't know.
Yeah. Allegedly. Hey, you know what? But you bring that up, you ruin my joke, dude. It would have been just a good joke. You like keep erasing, okay? But the point is, yeah, it does ruin it. Like I don't. Like I said, I really don't care to see a fucking a Will Smith movie. Like no, Bad Boys 2. Who's gonna watch Bad Boys 2?
Bad Boys 2 is actually out. So it'll be Bad Boys.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Bad Boys 2 is a classic, bro. It's a classic. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many. Bad Boys 3.
Is it 3 or 4?
No, 3 one was before this. Now the fourth one's like, dude, I can't. Mm. Hey, Martin Lawrence, hey, just stay. Hey, stay retired, bro. It's over. Retired, yeah. It's over, bro. It's
fucking yeah, over. No point. No point in getting involved with that shit.
How many years is the Bulls over? Or is done?
His career. No, like I said, I think he'll still. Obviously, I mean,
you're still gonna get a couple jobs.
No. I'm saying he's still gonna make movies, but like for me, for example, I don't really care to see him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because like
you
now,
lose,
I
lose respect you, him, no matter what.
I can't believe he is like that character. He's making me believe he is. Like he can't be a badass in a movie, you know? Because I know in real life he's not a badass.
Just make a movie of you being a cuck.
You know what I mean? It's like for example, like when I saw like you know like Hugh Jackman, right?
Yeah.
Warren, I'm like yeah. That's him.
And then he does a circus movie.
And then he does, yeah, he does like these movies where he's like, is like a singer, and he's just like, oh, but he's still, you know,
he's still he's an actor. Yeah,
yeah
sure,
but
sure.
But he's you're just like, oh, you're just a good fucking actor.
Yeah,
you're just a good fucking actor. Yeah, you're just like, you know, because I mean, you know, but for Will Smith, the difference is like, it's like, oh man, dude, the
most badass fucking roles: Wild Wild West, yeah. Independence Day, I'm trying to remember the fuck. I Am Legend.
Muhammad Ali.
200 pounds. Is it 200 pounds?
I don't know.
7 pounds. Seven pounds. Yeah. 7 pounds. Well, that's more like a sad movie. The Pursuit of Happiness. I mean, there's so many fucking movies, man, that I have never seen a Will Smith, but I could name them.
Yeah. And not anymore. Yeah, now it's like
cuckboy, dude.
Yeah, it's always gonna be. You're always gonna be remembered for that. Yeah. It's like he got the scarlet letter.
Yeah.
It's a scarlet letter. That's what it is. It's like, hey, you once a pedophile, always a pedophile.
That's
once a one beater, always a one beater. Like, hey, I do like goddamn, dude. I felt like I couldn't speak for a second. For example, like I think Chris Brown beat Rihanna.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's the first thing that brings him. I think, you know, he has some dope songs.
Amazing music.
Right?
He's a great artist.
He's an amazing artist.
He's a wicked artist. Left hook.
But for me, he's always going to be that guy.
Yeah, he's one.
He's one beater.
Yeah.
And not only that, but he beat Rihanna.
Yeah.
Rihanna's worth more than he. I mean, she's a billionaire.
Sure. Yeah.
He.
No, I agree.
I can't name a song right now.
Umbrella.
For Chris Brown.
Move It.
Beautiful People with Benny Benassi. Yeah. That's the only one I get. And that's not even his song. That's a Benny Benassi song.
I can't even remember the song. But yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's who I think of.
But women still love him, dude. Women still love him.
Yeah, but that's
women still love
that's
him,
another
dude.
Mindset. Yeah, that's another that's, women, that's another sense
they
of
paid $1,000. That's like the whole picture of him.
Yeah, but that's a whole bad holy boy shit, thing. Like, yeah. I can fix him.
Exactly what it is.
He wouldn't do that to me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? No, he do it to everybody.
Left, right.
Yeah, did he hit somebody else too?
Allegedly.
Okay, well, nothing's alleged. Once you do it, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like you
don't. I just want to say allegedly.
Yeah,
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, you don't kill one person and allegedly you didn't kill the other 10. Like, no, you probably did. Like,
OJ alleged did something. Alleged, but guess what? He got he's good. They had the dream team, dude. They're the best lawyers.
Yeah, that dude. Best lawyers, and all of them suffer because of that. They're like they said like. They all had like, you know, karma happen to them for defending this guy, knowing that he had committed a horrific act.
Alleged. It's still alleged, man. Right?
Yeah, some people say allegedly he got away with it.
The glove didn't fit, bro. Right?
Didn't fit. Yeah. What a smart guy, huh? The one thing that kept them. Did you ever see that documentary?
I've never seen the documentary, but I know that picture of him putting on the glove. Like he just stretched
out
his
hand. Yeah, he stretched out his hand.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're like, well, if you relax your hands, like, it's going to slip out.
Yeah, I got
arthritis. You know, my years from football, it doesn't let me.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Can't do it.
Yeah. It was only one glove they found, right?
I think
it was one. No, they did both of them.
Both of them?
Yeah. Yeah. That motherfucker did it. You know what's funny? Like I said, that case, we were super young when it happened. Yeah. But I seen enough clips on YouTube of it where he's like, he's like doing this. He's like trying, he's like,
yeah.
Like I'm trying to make it fit.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying.
But that was one of the mistakes they did. Like the people that are trying to prosecute him. Mm-hmm. They tell him to do it, and that's something that he should have never done.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then from there, it just acquitted him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. That dude did it. My, like I said,
hey, man.
I hear Chris Brown, the wind beater. I hear
Will Smith.
OJ Simpson, murder.
Will Smith,
I hear Will Smith, cuck.
Sure, cuck.
I hear, who's somebody else?
Just
pick somebody who's white because we want to make it fun of black.
Oh, Weinstein.
Oh, Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pedophile. Predator.
A predator.
Yeah.
Straight predator. Woo. Woo. I just like, money. As I was naming them, I'm like, oh, they're all black guys.
Jordan Lopez, race his own people, dude.
Yeah, Jordan Lopez is getting a little heat too now, right? Yeah, that he's, because just not only that, but I saw a clip today where Paul Rodriguez, he's another comedian.
Yeah.
And he was saying that, like, motherfucker, you try to stop me from fucking.
Oh, I think he said that clip too.
He's getting emotional. He's like, motherfucker, you did that shit to me too.
Yeah.
He told police, like, if you want me to perform here, you can't book this motherfucker.
Yeah. But guess who reached out, though? Guess who reached out to Barbosa? It was Dave Chappelle, man. Dave Chappelle fucking reached out to him and support his ass.
Yeah, of course. Like,
damn,
of course.
Dude. But,
you know,
something George Lopez could have done, and he just shat on it. He just shat on the fuck.
Because it's ego. It's ego.
What fucking ego, man? You already made it. You already fucking made
it. Yeah,
but
everybody wants to be the guy, right? And that's what I'm, but that's ego. That's
yeah,
like the
I guess,
whole,
I mean, yeah. I guess I've never been the guy. So
I've never been the guy either.
Yeah, I can't really say.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, for example, like when you're number one, do you want to give up being number one?
Of course not. You're gonna fight.
That's ego.
But even
okay. There is can't ego, you yeah. Can't you just be like, hey, it was fun. It was great to be. Hey, I did something. And most people never,
for sure, can never achieve.
Yeah, I was number one for
a moment.
Let
me help out the next generation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something you have to just talk to yourself about.
Yeah,
it's real simple. But you could have helped the next generation.
Yeah.
I mean, you still can. You just put that shit to the back.
Or you don't even have to help the next generation. Just don't get in the way. Get in the way.
Yeah.
You could do that too. Just don't get in the way.
Yeah, but it's almost like a disservice of you not really. I want to help out the next generation, dude. Do a podcast. You know, this is how you do it. This is how you did it. Da da da. Do this, do that.
Yeah.
Move on.
And they all blow up, and we're like,
okay. Well, you guys did it too good? Hold on. Slow down.
What are you doing that went
out? Yeah.
No, we just follow your steps, man. Your how to podcast. Podcast for dummies.
Yeah.
And like, what? No, yeah, there's, yeah, I think that's the way to do it, man. You just can't get in the way of people, right? Like, who knows? Like I said, we don't know. I don't know any of that is true, mm-hmm. right? When it comes to like George Lopez. Like I say, even with all the allegations I threw on a second ago, like some of them we have like 100%. Like we know Chris Brown hit Rihanna,
right?
100%. The other person, I don't know. But if I had to put my money on it, if this was Vegas, I'm going.
It's a good 90%.
Yeah, it's a good 90%, right?
The chances of winning are fucking amazing right now, dude.
Amazing the chances of winning. But yeah, like if you just don't get, like for example, like when George like. Mr. Lopez, because we don't know him.
Mr. Lopez.
We talked to him like we know him. Like, yeah, George. You know George, right? Yeah, George crazy.
George, man.
No, but Mr. Lopez. Yeah. Like, just like, you don't win anything from that.
No.
And especially in the world where, like, if you're trying to go at the youth.
Yeah.
The youth knows how to use. Youth knows how to use fucking social media.
Youth will fucking destroy you.
And they're going to be like, hey, you know what?
Fuck the old man.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm going to release a bunch of material saying, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And it's going to ruin you because you're not going to be able to produce the same amount of material that I am.
Right.
At the rate that I'm doing
it's a different game, bro. It's a different game, dude.
Right? Like, you don't talk shit to, like, 11-year-old right now, right? And be like, dude, I will fuck up in Fortnite.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to fuck up. Like, well, try me then.
He'll murder you, dude.
He's going to murder you.
I've been dragged by 11-year-olds, and I'm like,
using abuse,
dude.
Man.
Yeah.
carry your body the whole game, dude. Just so you can make it to the end. Knowing that you died. Let me die, no, motherfucker. I'm going to win this game with you on my back. It's a...
It's just a waste of opportunity, man. Because you could be making money together. Old and new together, man. You could be making money. You
get new fans, right? Yeah, I mean, dude. how many young people don't know who you are, right?
Yeah, a lot still, man. A lot.
Yeah, it's like when you find a music group, right? Of a band that existed 20, 30 years ago. Yeah. And it's just like, that's new fans.
Yeah.
And who met that new fan? Somebody, one of your old fans. Like, hey, man, look. Check this out. Yeah, what song are you
playing? I grew up to this shit, dude.
Yeah. Like, oh, shit, this is dope.
Yeah.
Dude, and we'll finish on this. We'll finish this because we don't. Like,
I got shit to do, my boy.
We're all going to do the same thing.
There's
another pollito going.
Yeah, go choke the chicken, bro. Right?
Choke the pollito. Yeah. I was thinking about this. I was listening to music, and I was in this mix, like this summer mix from like, I don't know, like 2 years, 3 years ago. Somebody, it might have been older.
Beautiful, dude.
But I was like, you know what's crazy about music now? Yeah. Any new music that is released, it's life.
Life expectancy, yes.
Yeah. It's a short year. Short lived.
Yeah.
It's a year.
Yeah, you're very short lived.
Like, yeah. Now, like, if you're listening to a song that came out in 22,
yeah,
people look at you like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, like, dude, this new music.
You know this new music out.
Yeah.
But I really like the song. Yeah, but there's new music out. Yeah. It's like, you can't like a song past a year anymore. It's weird. Like, people are like, why are you still listening to it?
Well, I guess I'm still listening to a lot of old stuff.
Yeah, but
I guess you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like the songs that are coming out now don't carry that fucking weight anymore.
The same,
like people won't be listening to like the top 10 of this year.
Ah, garbage, dude. And, garbage.
See what I'm saying? But people won't be listening to the top 10 of this year. Next 30 year, years from now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, but you know what? People will be listening 30 years from now. The Beatles.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones.
Right.
Right, Carlos Santana.
Right.
Benny Benassi, mm-hmm. Daft Punk,
Avicii is a huge
Avicii,
one.
Avicii, right?
Is a huge one, dude.
The Gorillaz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Skrillex. Like, there's like
Justin Bieber.
Justin. Yeah. But who? I would say it.
Yeah, he has a banger suit.
But I'm saying, like, I just feel just the majority of the songs that come out are just kind of like,
it just,
I don't know if it's just too much coming out, and the, you know, cause now anybody can upload music.
Anyone can upload music. We have access to too many things. Yeah. There's so much, and you just look at it, and you got to move on.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to, like, because there's so much, it almost pushes you, like, all right, I got to move on.
Yeah.
I got to see what else is out there.
But I almost feel like I had
this feeling, and now I want the same feeling with another song.
Yeah.
But that's the problem with the short attention spans, man. It's almost, in a way, short attention span. Mm-hmm. We have access to so many new things. We want new things. And that affects us in every aspect in life. I don't know if you notice that. That you could get things quick and new is good.
Yeah. But also, I would like now when I find a song that I like,
yeah,
I need to save it.
Cherish it.
I need to save it because I'm like, or I'll probably never hear it again.
Yeah, because so much stuff, it gets lost.
It gets lost. And I'm like, I find a song, I gotta like it. Like, oh shit, I like the song, I gotta like it now. Because if not, I will probably never hear it again.
You, a lot of the old songs that we listen to, I like going back in the comments and seeing like who still listens to this shit.
Yeah.
Hey, who's here for 2023?
Yeah.
It's like, it's me too. We're like, me, bro, I'm here.
Yeah. You almost do want to answer.
Yeah, we're here.
Who's still listening to the song in summer of 2028?
Yeah. I was like, shit, dude. But is it just our generation, our last generation that your brothers, is it like literally whoever was born in the 90s, is that the last people that feel that type of way? That we cling on to the past? That we go back to the past?
The nostalgia of it?
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
And enjoy it as much as we heard it the first time?
I don't know. Because like I was telling you before this podcast started, that me and my younger brother, we popped up our N64.
Yeah.
And we started playing, you know, some games on it. And we were just, we played for like a couple of hours. Just.
Yeah.
It's nonstop. It was fucking going through the states again. And it was great. It was fun, you know. But I don't know. I think we all have nostalgia. I don't know if the newer generation is old enough to experience that feeling. Yeah. You know, because maybe they'll have Fortnite would punk be something for them where they're like,
I think about Fortnite once in a while, dude.
Yeah, I mean, like, Fortnite was so much fun. We should all download and play it again.
Yeah.
Right? But who knows? But it is, like, sometimes it does feel like like music is just coming at a pace that where, well, you can't even enjoy it anymore. Like if a good song comes out, well, they're playing on the radio for what? Maybe like first of all, who listens to the radio again? But I'm trying to say, but even then, like,
yeah,
how often would a song pop up and play this before it's pushed out by a newer song that came out?
I've forced myself to, because depending on what application you use, I use Tidal.
Mm-hmm.
I force myself to see what's new. Like, you know, oh, let me try this something, you know, let me try something new, see if I like it or not, yeah, you know. But then on YouTube, it's all just stuff I listened to the past, all the stuff that I just enjoy.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. A repeat. Like, once your playlist, yeah, once you, like, YouTube figure out playlist for, yeah, you, it's hard to find a song.
Yeah.
But that's why, yeah,
our own algorithm, like, we enjoy it, but also hurts us too.
Yeah. Because, like, you said, you used to make fun of me because I used Pandora, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But Pandora would introduce me to a whole bunch of new songs.
Yeah.
Because people are like, hey, this song's similar to...
Yeah, yeah, what you had before.
What you had before. And I'm like, oh, this is so good. Like, there's so many people I discovered on Pandora,
yeah,
that I would have never discovered and it hadn't been for them.
Right.
And right. But then again, you're like, there's so much.
Yeah. Even on TikTok, dude. I've heard some songs on TikTok. Like, what song is that?
Oh, yeah, me too.
I look it up, like, oh, that's a good song.
Yeah.
It's a good fucking song, dude.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I don't know how to figure this out, man. How to, like, slow down this sense of, like...
It's not. It's just going to get quicker and quicker, yeah, and faster. Maybe we just think it's just so much. And just because we're a little bit more simpler, like, do we like this? And just too much of this is just... It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, I think I was having a conversation with another person. We're talking about movies. And mm-hmm. they were like... I only see this movie because I know it's good,
mm-hmm.
but because the only reason why I see this movie because I'm told it's good is because there's so much going on that I don't want to waste my time with everything else. I just want to watch what's good.
Yeah.
You know
it's going to fulfill that need for them.
Yeah.
That's why you watch Lord of the Rings 30 times.
Yeah.
why you watch, like, I watch Lord of the Rings maybe once a month, dude.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's what you like.
I start
like,
from where it is. Yeah. I've seen the movie enough that, yeah, I could be like, hey, I know, like, I can watch this.
I watch Infinity Wars and Endgame probably once every four months, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's like, oh, I love it, man.
Yeah. But it's the same thing as comfort, right? It's a comfort, yeah, from the music. It's comfort. Yeah. The movie's comfort from, you know, I don't read books a lot, but yeah, I bet there's the same thing, right? There's certain books that you can just keep reading over it.
Uh-huh.
Or play that video game. Video games are different, though. Because I can't play... Story modes again. I can play story modes once.
No, because I beat The Witcher 2, and I'm like, or Witcher 3, and like, this is a great game. I tried to play it again.
Me too.
I'm like, I already put so much time in this. I killed everybody. Yeah. I did what I wanted to do.
And I remember, the story, and I'm like,
The one game, though, that I kind of like, ooh, Destiny. Destiny's come out with so much shit, dude. I'm like, oh, it's kind of dope now, dude. It's a lot of good stuff now.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff. I'm like, but now, because I deleted my profile, I had to restart and level my guy up.
Yeah.
And now there's so many higher levels now that it's just hours.
Yeah. And you know what happens. Yeah. You know what happens.
Yeah.
murdered. There's something we don't stop playing, man. Something.
That murdered us. That just ruined everything for us, dude. That literally ruined
everything. We were like, this goes again, Destiny's Tattoos, and then that game happened, and we were done.
We had a squad, dude, and I'm like, oh, nope. Competitive mode? Yeah, we're not even.
Not even.
We get a one shot by a dude with pistols. I'm like, how do you guys do that? Mm-hmm.
All right, let's end it here, man. Let's end it here because we can go down another path.
Start fucking tearing up, dude.
Tell people where they can find us, man.
Guys, we're on Rumble and YouTube, Daily Down Insomnia. Make yourself a cocktail. Join us on this journey, this forever journey of going up and down, you know what I'm saying? Make yourself a cocktail. Join us. Have some fun. Do some laughs. We're in every podcast station possible. Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Podbean. Guys, we're fucking everywhere. And of course, follow me on Instagram, Gamal Diaz.
And guys, like always, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And also, make sure if you guys want to be part of the Demon Minute.
Demon Minute.
Send in your confessions at our email at info@dailyinsomniastudios.com. And the link will be here, or the email address will be
here. We're going to post it up on Instagram, too.
Yeah.
So you guys can drop a little thought, 3 a.m., confession, whatever you guys want to do, we'll talk about it here in the podcast.
And then as soon as we have Demon Hour, what is it? Demon Hour 4?
Demon Hour 3?
No, 4.
4, yeah. Demon Hour 4. Yeah,
Demon Hour 4, once the show is ready to go, we'll put up the link there for you guys to get your tickets. Yeah. And, and come be a part of the experience, man. The only comedy show where the audience is the show, man. So, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Like always, this is Day Insomnia. Sign off.
I choose y'all.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.